In this lesson today, I'm still talking about Jesus, the wonderful name of Jesus. Others in the past have carried this name. Josephus speaks of no less than 12. They had the name, but not the power. Even in the Old Testament, there was one which wore this name. We read about him in Acts chapter 7 and verse 45. When Luke was writing about our fathers, who was brought in with Jesus into the possession of the Gentiles. Of course, in this verse, Luke was using the Hebrew term for Jesus, which is Joshua. And again, Paul used this same term in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 8, when he wrote, "If Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterwards have spoken of another day?" Paul was writing about Joshua. Joshua was a type of Christ. What did Joshua do when Moses, the lawgiver, was not permitted to lead the children into Canaan? Joshua did. So our Jesus accomplishes what the law could never have done. Joshua overcame the enemies of God. Though they were many, though they were strong, they had walled cities up to the heavens, chariots of iron, yet in the name of Jehovah, as captain of the Lord's hosts, Joshua smote them. Even so does our glorious Joshua smite our sins and all the powers of darkness, and utterly destroys our spiritual enemies. Before him, Amalek is smitten. Jericho's walls fall down, and the enemy is put on the run as he gives us the victory in every place. Moreover, Joshua conquered an inheritance for Israel, took them across the Jordan, settled them in a land that flowed with milk and honey, and gave each tribe and each man to stand in his lot, which God had foreordained. Precisely, this is what our Jesus does. Only our inheritance is more divine. It is more sure. Though Joshua could not give the people the heavenly rest, yet he gave them rest so that every man sat under his own vine and fig tree, none making him afraid. Our glorious Jesus has given us eternal rest, for he is our peace, and they that know him have entered into that rest. Isaiah said that his name should be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God. I looked up that word, wonderful, and here's what it says. Marvelous, astonishing. Isn't that a marvelous thing? In Matthew 21 and verse 15, the Bible says that when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, they were sore displeased. Some people just cannot stand but so much wonderful. Some people don't like wonderful, that do not want to be astonished. I looked up the word astonished, and it said surprising. Surprising. Oh, my God has surprised me many times. You may say, brother, God surprises you? Well, I looked up the word surprising, and it says something that's not expected. Oh, yes, God has come to me many times in my need. God has opened doors that I never expected. God has put people in my life and put me in the lives of people that I never expected. Oh yes, my God is a surprising God. And Mark, the 5th chapter, shows us an example of the surprising work of God. When Jairus, one of the rulers of the synagogue, fell at his feet and said, "My little girl, my daughter, is lying at the point of death. I pray you, come, lay your hands on her, that she may be healed." And while they were on their way to Jairus' house, the Bible says she died. Oh, what a heartbreak when your only little daughter dies. What a heartbreak. But Jairus was in for a surprise. When Jesus reached and took her by the hand and raised her up from the bed of death, everybody was surprised. He surprised not only Jairus, but everybody that had been mourning for her death. We find also in the book of Luke, the 7th chapter, we find someone else that was surprised by the Master, a widow woman, weeping and crying as she followed the coffin of her only son on the way to the cemetery to bury him. But oh, my friend, she was in for a surprise. Jesus met them on the way, and he touched the coffin in which he lay and raised him from the dead. This God that I serve, this Jesus that died for me, is constantly surprising me, showing up when I least expect him. Jesus has a way of showing up when you least expect him. You remember the story of Lazarus and his two sisters. He didn't show up when they expected him to, but it was after Lazarus had been dead 4 days and buried even. The tomb was sealed. Martha and Mary was in for a surprise. It did not surprise them that he would be raised in the resurrection, but they never expected him to walk out of that grave that day. Jesus said, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible." If you will believe, you can also expect the unexpected. And all of these that he surprised, they all recognized that he was indeed wonderful. Everything that he done was wonderful. In the book of Mark, the 7th chapter, there was a deaf and dumb man brought to Jesus for healing. Jesus took him aside from the multitude, put his fingers in his ears and touched his tongue and said, "Be open." And straightway his ears were open and he spake plain. And what was the reaction of the multitude? They were beyond measure astonished, saying, "He hath done all things well." Not only does he do all things well, he does it wonderfully. Many of you can testify to the fact that God has shown up in your circumstances unannounced and unexpected by you. All of a sudden, God shows up and shows out. I thank my wonderful Savior for his unexpected blessings.